Blog Talk Radio.
Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. few blows. Or the big face rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, y'all maneuver slow. Cop back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, Easy and Hope, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, stuck in. I adopted these niggas, till I'm drumming them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in and just another game.
Total shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Me in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything for sale, got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs, you ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house, got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits, not bad, huh? For some immigrants, through your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue? Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Not can't be that serious. Silent treatment ain't what the face won't help either one of us. Back to square one, I guess. Won't you kiss me? Let's end it. Every time I think about you.
Keep it to myself. Socks off. Welcome to the Soul Cafe and Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, your next phase in online radio, your poetry outlet. And this is your boy, For Real, the poet Douglas. And I'm up in here chilling. I got the fan on. It's a nice breeze going. I just took a shot of that NJ for the night so that I can be ready for my compadres. You know, they be acting up in here. You know what I'm saying? They be cutting up in here for no apparent reason. You know what I'm saying? So welcome once again to the Soul Cafe. On tonight, we will be celebrating the works, the artsmanship, the writings of one Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, my brother, in the building. Yeah, we're going to see what we can do with his masterpieces, you know what I'm saying? Let me introduce to you my brother, station manager at Epiphany Radio, the one and only Poetic. What it do, Poetic?
What it do, baby, baby? What's good, everybody?
Take your
socks off. How you feeling, bro?
Hey, man, pretty good. I can say that, you know, been a nice, relaxing weekend. And shout out to all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day. I hope it was, you know, I got started on that one right there. I hope it was a wonderful celebration. Let me keep my own personal stuff to myself. But I hope it was a wonderful showing of love to the dads out there that really matter, you know what I'm saying? Happy Father's Day to you, my brother. You're a good father.
And right back at you, bro.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, want to, you know, lift up the brothers out there, you know, that's trying their best and their hardest during these rough times, you know, during any time in particular, for real. And so, once again, salute to all the dads out there, you know. Hey, bro, how was your weekend, man? I heard you did some traveling.
Yeah, man. 14 hours in a car for an 8-hour ride because, you know, people just can't drive. Accidents happen and people their lives. But it was worth it to have all of my kids in the same space at the same time for Father's Day. A moment that I'll remember forever. You know?
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing, bro. I saw the pictures, lovely pictures, man, and heartfelt pictures, and I can feel the love throughout the illustration. Beautiful, man, beautiful.
Thank you,
All Minds was here except for, hey, man, you know, hey, no problem, man. All Minds was here except for my youngest daughter, but I felt the love as well, you know, and that's all that really matters. The gifts are secondary.
Yes, sir.
You know. It's the show of love for real, you know, that touches me, at least for me, you know, family.
Actually, me too, man. But ladies, make no doubt about it. We love gifts, too.
I'm trying to tell you. You know, I'm trying to be nice about it, you know what I'm saying? Trying to be humbleized, you know. Yeah, lady, speaking on that, we're tired of being humble, you know. We're those gifts at, you know what I'm saying? Stop playing.
Right. We like them, too.
Yeah, yeah, you know, we say take your socks off around here, but we ain't tired of receiving socks and stuff like that, okay?
Right, right.
Come
no ties, no socks.
Come
nope.
out
nope.
your
nope.
pocket. I
put
mean,
thought into it.
Hey,
some thought.
Hey, bro, that's what I'm saying. Put some heart and put some love into that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Hey, bro.
Put the love in it. What's up?
You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say, bro. Oh, what instrument did you happen to bring with you on the night, my broski?
Ah, man, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I bought today, I bought a little something different. I bought something. I bought some drums today, bro.
All right, all right. On the drums, ones and twos, y'all. The one and only Poetic drumming it in, Congo-like, you know what I mean? I wasn't ready,
yeah.
bro. I wasn't ready. I was surprised. I was surprised.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Hey.
If I could only play an instrument for real,
hey,
it would be
you
going
got it
down.
In, bro. You got it in you. I'm going to send you a harmonica that you get some practice.
But there you go, bro. There you go, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Man, I've been
all you got
to do
to
that. What my boy did on Living Color. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. All you got to do is inhale in it and exhale.
Just blow,
into
right? Just let it
go. Inhale and exhale. If you can breathe, you should be able to play the harmonica. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that, bro.
That's what I'm talking. Hey, I'm going to tell you, man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the one and only La Perla Negra. La Perla Negra, what it do? What it do?
Hey, hey, what it do? Y'all crazy.
Hey,
what
now.
It be?
Hey, man. What's up, bro?
Hey, Miss Perla.
Y'all crazy.
I'm Miss Perla.
Well,
what it do, Miss Perla? I want to thank you. I want to thank you habitually. I'm going to use that word. It's a word. Habitually. I just like throwing words out there. It don't mean a damn thing. But I want to thank you habitually for the fruit that you bestowed me with. I'm still enjoying it. It's been carrying me over for quite some time now. Oh, yeah. When I run out of moisture, I just go to the refrigerator. And I grabbed some of those cherries, girl. Them cherries are so succulent.
Them cherries are the bomb. I gotta admit, they are delicious.
Oh, them cherries are. They're like eating sunflower seeds. You know that addiction that you can't stop. You know you might be tired of it. You just gotta keep popping them in your mouth. You know.
Yep. Yep.
And the peaches, my love. The peaches, if I may say so, the peaches are very firm. But yet moist when you bite through the first layer and the moisture just explodes in your mouth. It's like heaven. So I want to thank you for my early Father's Day present from you. Thank you. I really love you.
Well, you're welcome. I'd like to reiterate on what you guys were saying about y'all like gifts. You know, y'all men can be some of the hardest people to buy gifts for, really. And some of y'all picky, real picky.
Mm.
But that's all right. It's all right. You know, it's like you said, it's a thought that counts. So it's all good.
Yes, the thought that counts. My problem with that, Ms. Pearly, my problem with that is that everybody tells me that I have everything already. They say I have everything already, my mother and my children, you know, because I didn't got into a habit of gifting myself. It don't got to be no holiday. But...
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like if you did get me something, whether I have everything or not, it's just the thought that comes behind the pick of the gift.
Absolutely.
No matter what it is that you put some type of effort into it. But I'm cool.
Right.
I'm still good. But, you know, it's some truth behind what me and Van was saying. We do want to see something because it's all these other. Any other holiday besides Father's Day, it seems to be celebrated at a larger scale, on a larger scale.
Much larger scale.
You know,
much larger scale.
You know, very commercialized. Very commercialized. Everybody takes the day off on Father's Day. You know, you can get all the compliments. You're a good dad. You've been to this and that and that and that. But that day come, where's that at? You know, and I don't want to dwell on it too much because, you know, at my age, I'm so used to it. It's okay. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? But thank you all for your holiday wishes and your show of love for those that have shown that. It's a beautiful thing. Ms. Pearly, did you have a good weekend?
I do, somewhat. It wasn't too bad. It went a little haywire.
Okay.
It went left for a second, but other than that, it was pretty good.
That's great. That's great. We want to shout out to our event page hostess, Essentially Janice. Much love to that lady. She does some great work on that event page. And we ask that you guys communicate with her on the page. Put your poetry out there. Put what you got coming up out there, in there, on that page, in there, somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Communicate. Let us know what you heard. Or somebody you heard, you like their poetry, whatever, whatever. You know, it's there for you. You know. Let's communicate. You know what I'm saying? Say hello to Miss Penny up in there. And, you know, just knock on the door. Hello, Penny? Penny? Hello, Penny? Knock on her door. Say hello to Miss Penny.
Oh, you know, God, she going to get you.
Shout out. Shout out to the promoter extraordinaire, T. Lachelle, who's in the building. Much love to T. Lachelle. She's a hardworking lady. Show her some love as well. Hit her up in her inbox and show her how much you care. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do over here. Much love to you, T. Lachelle. Bigger baby. And I love the way she takes her socks off. Baby, baby. All righty now. Hey, man, no flirting with the ladies up in here tonight, man. Try to be here.
Oh, man. For real?
For real, man. Seriously, man, because last week was really out of control.
We're going there.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. So I call forthwith because I don't want to hear no. I don't want to hear no. Ooh, baby love. Let me sing to you.
Wait a minute. I don't call forthwith on that, though, bro. I already called it.
Let me finish my singing. Excuse me. Thank you. Let me finish my singing. Oh, baby. Let me just tell you what I've been thinking about today. I'm in your love simply because you're near me.
Yo. You starting to sound like my son, bro. Y'all gonna stop playing.
And then we kissed like together.
That's a whole lot that goes with the forthwith, bro. That's overrunning. That's overusage of forthwith. I reduct. Yeah, that's overusage of a forthwith.
Oh,
for real, seriously. I need a whistle. We need a whistle. That's overusage of forthwith. So listen. Now, if Renee calls in, Renee, you know who I'm talking about. You know Okay, my face is certain right now. So, okay, y'all need to calm it down. Let's take a deep breath. Get your radio voices back together. I'm going to behave myself, hopefully, and things will go smoothly. If we have time, we're going to pick up our pen. But on tonight, once again, we're going to be celebrating the writings of the one and only our brother, Joe the River Lion Dance. I can't wait to get out of the way with that. And we're going to get into that shortly. Just want to welcome everybody to the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Once again, your poetry outlets and the next phase in online radio. I'm For Real, the poet, and I'm chilling with Poetic and Miss Pearly Negra. La Perla Negra. I'm sorry, I tried to keep it serious. I just realized I messed it up, so I had to, you know, clean it up. You know what I'm saying?
It's all
right. Hey, y'all, look, we're about to get underway, and we'll be right back with our brother, the one and only Joe the River Minor Dancer, right after this show.
Sometimes I wish you knew, but I disguise the truth. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on us. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make it seem. But I can't make it seem. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make it seem. But I can't make it seem. Like I want you. You. Even if it's true. It's overdue. Tell me your point of view. Tell me, am I to blame? You're so good with change. A table set for two. You got me waiting, but you ain't coming through. Try to stay patient, but gotta face the truth. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. See you face to face. I'm face thinking face about the days we used to be.
Thinking about the days.
But I can't make it seem.
No, can
but I can't make it seem.
No, 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 no.
See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be.
Oh,
but I can't make it seem.
No, 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 no.
But I can't make it seem.
Even if it's true.
Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Take your socks off.
This is Epiphany Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Hey, and welcome back to the Soul Cafe. This is your boy, For Real, the Papa Douglas, and I'm up here with Poetic and Miss Pearly, and we're about to go into some poetry. Let us bring in our celebrated brother, the one and only Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Hello,
good
Joe.
Evening, brother.
What it do? Welcome,
hey,
welcome,
real.
Welcome.
What's up, big brother? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, brother. I'm chilling, man. I'm having a good time, man. I've been looking forward to this program all night, man. Say hello to my partners in crime.
That's a music. Good evening, Poetic.
What it do, Joe the Verbal Dance, bro?
What's up, bro?
Hey, Joe.
How you feeling, man? How you feeling,
man? Good,
happy,
man. You feeling,
happy
bro?
Father's Day to the brothers. You know, happy Father's Day as well.
Oh, man. Here, thank
here.
You, bro. Likewise to you, too, brother.
Oh, here, here. Well, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man, I hope you had a great weekend, and I hope your Father's Day was just as pleasant. You know what I mean?
Oh, most definitely it was. Absolutely.
So, Joe, let me ask you, man, how does it feel, man? How you feeling? How's your anticipation level right now? And knowing what's about to go down, man, how does it feel, man, having people that's willing and wanting to really celebrate you by reading your works?
You know, it's kind of surreal, man. You know, it's definitely an honor. Because, you know, I tend to like to read other people's stuff as well. So, you know, it's an honor for me, man, to have, like, you know, people actually want to read my work like that. So, yeah, I appreciate that.
I'm
did you call the law on me, man?
And, you know, I got them on standby. I got them on standby, bro. And you know what? Wow. There's a lot of nervous energy up in here. Somebody, you got somebody shaking, Mr. Verbal Mind Dancer, behind this fantastic work that's got to be read. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what I mean? I definitely appreciate the love. But I definitely appreciate the love. Absolutely, man.
Hey, man. Yeah. Shout out to our brother, Jared, Just Jay, who last week we read his work last week. And it was very beautiful. Beautiful writer, great performer, mm-hmm. great artist. And it was a pleasure reading his work as well. If you guys out there want us to read some of your work, matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, flood the inbox of Poetic and or Miss Pearly, and we'll have you up in here. We got a lot of people who sent their material in, and looking forward to, you know, going through their stuff as well. But right now, it's Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer Spotlight, and I can't wait to hear how my brother and sister going to do their thing. I don't want to put no extra, you know, pressure on anybody, you know, because I can't even wait to hear myself go through that, the one that you gave me, man. I'm just very interested to dive in. Are you guys ready to dive in?
Oh, yeah, brother. Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. Man, you sound like you've been cheating, bro. You've been doing some cheating up in there.
Bruh, How the heck am I going to cheat using somebody else's work? Bruh.
Yeah, you must have studied it. You've been practicing too much, bro. That's
Nope. This will be the first time that I've read it over. I already called it. You can't call it twice now.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about that part. Right.
Yeah.
You see what's happening right here, Joe, right? You see what's happening?
Yeah, I see that. Don't make me take no points on you, brother.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. He's going to be
drinking the Kool-Aid, bro. Be drinking the Kool-Aid.
Overuse is a fourth whiff over here, Joe. Overuse is a fourth whiff. So, what we're going to do,
man.
This is what we're going to have to do. We have to figure out which one of you will be performing first. Will it be La Perla Negra or will it be La Poetic?
La Poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, bro.
He's been doing that a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. I like the way it sounds. The poetic. It's the poetic.
But that is the feminine form in Spanish. It would be el poetic, not la poetic. I know.
That was necessary.
And you speak Spanish.
Well,
you should know better.
And what would the answer be is what I'm concerned with.
Doesn't matter. You can go.
Okay, Ms. Smart Mouth. So coming up first, Mr. Verbal Mind Dancer, will be Miss Pearly. Miss Pearly, are you ready to deliver that piece? Give us the title.
Yeah, let me hold on. Let me pull it up.
Uh-huh.
All right. This is called
The Mic is Yours.
Daffodil. Thank you. This is called Daffodils on the Hill. I was on the heels of my thrills. Lattice persona nigrata. The weeds have a habit of growing through the cracks. The 80s were like that. Part of this jargon is like rap. Let me talk with you a minute. A minute in comparison to just living. Minuets in three-quarter time. The spin of my head with colors so sublime, I could use a mojito. Spring fever type of festival. Trellises get embellished with backyard planning for whatever you care to wish. Nature is beauty. Beauty is nature. It's only natural to use the talent God gave you. Savor the look of spring. The blossoms will blossom. Some will cry for them. Let's not blow them all away. Let's not throw them away. Although tomorrow they'll lay in tainted water in order to bless the mothers, no longer will they bloom. Longer will they swoon. The honeybee, honey trees, flowers for forgotten deeds, daffodils on the hill, survive the chill, the struggle of cool and summer breezes, but the battle of allergy sneezes. The trampling just because. The blossoms will blossom. Some will cry for them. Let's not blow them all away. And that's that piece.
All righty. For real, are you muted? He's muted.
Either muted or his call dropped.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. I'm sorry about that. I was saying beautifully read. He recited. And I mean, it was so serene, you know, and the writing, it had no genre to it. It had no male or female to it. And you made it your own. It was in the style of La Perla Negra. I liked it. I loved it. Poetic.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, she definitely read that, made it her own. I almost couldn't even tell that it was a Jota Verbal Mind Dancer piece, but I love it. I dug the way she did it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, I heard some slight, because of his writing, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a little Joe in there, not because of her cadence or anything like that. It's because that's because I know Joe. But it was
right.
It was beautifully done. It was beautifully recited, and the writing, the level of the writing made it even more tranquil. Now let's go to Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man. What's your thoughts on this whole thing right here?
Well, I thought the Pearl of Negri did an excellent job. You know, she has a special voice, and I definitely picked that poem especially for her voice, for her to read, and I think she did exceptionally well.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lil Perla Negra, for, making an effort to read one of my poems. I appreciate you, sister.
Thank you for trusting me with it.
Yeah, well done. You did a nice job on that. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Hey, she sure did raise the bar right there now. I can't wait to hear my brother go win. And yeah, you raised the bar, baby. And what was the name of that piece again?
Daffodil on the Hill.
Yeah, definitely a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer title. So we're gonna move on to Poetic, who's anxiously waiting to do that piece. The mic is yours, my brother.
Thank you, bro. The title of this piece is called State Count. 51 is the number, let no man put us under. Yet they've always put us under them. On your knees, under them, if you breathe, under them, as they seize any freedoms you need. Under them, your consumption is based on their needs. 51 is the number. C-SPAN for the visual. If you think Darnella Frazier's video was critical, you have to watch Congress in action among this inaction. The amount of distractions, then they ride the fox and lie. They bribe a fox and cry foul. Everyone fits a profile, but 51 is the number. But that number may outnumber them. Aren't those debates about who the public votes in? The strength of your policies ought to be a sure win. Now you're trying to make sure the black vote won't go in. You speak about nothing and lied about COVID. 51 is the number. Now you got your paws on. You were hot to hit that dot when your leader used that sawed off. Blasted on Twitter if you didn't get his cars off. Man, pay the hoe. You've been caught with your drawers off. That Maury Springer-type rhetoric will definitely make you pause, because you voted for a game show host who knew nothing at all, dog. But 51 is the number. Let no man put us under. You voted for a bum, sir. Now all that bull's in the dumpster. You can't save face for one, sir, especially a one-termer. Jar 51 is under the gun, and this is not a sermon. Those truths are not self-evident. Hell, they ain't even told the truth about Black Wall Street's relevance. 51 is the number of states there would be. Basically make a state out of Washington, D.C. Red brick cobblestones and a horse trough. The Iceman cometh soon in his red truck. Summer days in the hydrant's remnants of slaves buried in the garden. 51 is the number. And we haven't gotten nothing from 50. A once-in-a-lifetime, as we know it, chance in history, they didn't let President Obama do shit, much less approve a better policy. Instead, you fled and sent out silent apologies, apostrophes in the wrong place, atrocities with a smiley face. 51 is the number. I'll say this one more time. 51 is the number that struck in my mind. Is it our purpose to cling on to the old days or make life easier to reach an old age? Outraged over something new, engaged in more than edited news, discredited views, a quiet. C-SPAN is like SpyNet. You can see them voting and they can't hide it. You can hear them peel your pride back to a bare minimum. This sharing thing is new. The scariness just proves y'all some ride or die on that redneck brew. Red States and their crew weren't banking on you. They've been planking and plotting, head offing the scholars, especially the swallowers. Now some post without thought and just continue to follow her. Check the real politics. I want to see who I voted for. If it doesn't match their speech, then you don't get my vote no more. It's just that simple. So why the ripples in philosophy? All that dribble before the Civil War is still a reality. We the people, we can see you raise your mic. If you think the insurrection was leading to killing you, voyage to the bottom of the sea and the sea view. Television is edited to amaze, deceive you. They're taking a vote as I write this to make it illegal to beat you. It's true. They actually had to vote on the illegalities of how to treat you. State of grace, can I get some? Although I'm not of Asian persuasion, but on the news and the rest, how they voted is so they see through. So sheer, so apparent, so hear the lie, fantastic. It's so groovy, the tune and how they mask it. I just had an Ella Fitzgerald moment. A tisket, a tasket, a brown, yellow basket. Hold up, let me ask this. Are you still following these bastards? Remember how funny that skit was about Ratchet? Let's ratchet up the attention span and stay out of them caskets. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. In peace.
Yo, bro. Yo, yo. Yo. Yo, you tore that up, bro. I ain't gonna lie,
yes,
boy. You did your thing on that, John, boy.
You did your thing on that, John.
I knew you had that sofa, boy. That was dope.
I don't know, bro. I was getting more amped and hyped up as I was reading it. Like, I was Malcolm X standing at the podium for real, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, we heard
Thank
you.
You.
We heard it.
Yeah.
That was dope, man.
I mean, I don't even have a long, extended dissertation for that. I enjoyed hearing it the way you did it. It was good hearing you do that type of piece the way you did that type of piece. You know what I'm saying? You put your Van Metals poetic spin on it, and it was dope, man, just as heavy as it might have been hearing it from the writer of that. You know, I loved it, man. Miss Pearly, what did you think of that?
Yeah, you did the damn thing, and that piece was real deep, real, real deep.
Yeah,
you brought it. I heard you getting hyped. The further you went into it, that was pretty good, man. Yeah, that's what's up.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Thank you, Joe.
Man, let me tell you something, brother. You did that, homie. You did that. You did that.
Hey, man,
I thought you wrote the joint, man. Man, let me tell you something, man. I got chills listening to you read that joint, man. You did that, man. Appreciate you, brother. You did that, man.
I appreciate you, man. It was an honor. I'm telling you right now, because, man, the further into the piece I got, man, the more amped I got. Like, I was ready to body somebody with some bars and some verses. Because that thing, man, Joe, that piece is real deep and prolific.
Yeah.
You for entrusting me with peace, bro. Real talk.
Hey, that's why I handed it to you, brother. I felt you could do that, man. So I appreciate you, man, for real.
It's my pleasure.
That was dope.
Yeah. I can see that I might have to deduct some points from that, brother, before this show is over. I can tell.
Here we go.
And now the heat is on. You know, I'm sweating over here, Joe, the Mind Dancer, man. He did good, man. And that had some length to it, too. And he did good. Man. So I feel like the pressure is on right now. All right.
Just wait till we do for real the poet and he let me get it that no more rope.
Ooh. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
I don't know if I can, handle. Oh, Lord. Lord.
Y'all got me laughing. Joe conquered that. Joe did a couple of my pieces. Yeah, he actually won one of the shows. So I think he. No, let me just keep on going. All right. So here we go. This piece is titled "Thank You, Love." Back where I came from. Okay. Back where I came from. There was no slack where I came from by saying something so insanely dumb. What the fuck's on your mind, son? What place can erase a history of hate when you only wanted to bind them? Brown men, you borrowed their woman, and I'm trying to be kind here, see. We see too many reminders from our time here. Back to where I came from, you ask. I came from poverty, you ask. I came from a time when it was policy to bother me. Now you ask me to return where I came from? Huh. No apology can compensate me. In return, I shop where I came from, where they still constantly follow me. If I don't like something, I'm not going to keep on swallowing. Dollar men, removing the funds from your pocket men, rocket men, leveling the structures you wallow in. If we leave, who's going to be left to? Stock it, man. So drop it then. Perpetually talking about a place where we've never been, except for being poor. I've been there before, being broke, being the brunt of off-colored jokes. You people, you folks, you hope we go back to them ropes. You're still hanging us on an uneven, slippery slope. After those steeple people supposedly save your soul. Has the truth ever been told? So to the highest bidder, now you figure you still holding the trigger, legally easing me back into a time of high-ho silver. Gaslighting the mindset of those blind sects, back to those atrocities and dumb policies with that false statement of democracy. All men are created equal. I can see through those words. That reek of hypocrisy, they weren't written in the spirit of including me, excluding me, yes, being rude to me, yes, abusing me, secluding me, uprooting me, hell to the no. Now if you were to go back to where you came from, now where exactly would that be, son? Because geographically and ancestrally, you were right next to me. Son, do you fear the tree of ancestry, that tree of ancestry, or the truth and proof of your percentage of me? You don't truly believe what you read, son, if you read some. So where's the reason? There's no discernment from the vermin. What have you learned, man? Are you referring to the motherland or back to my mother's glands? Is it that hard to say African? Because hearing isn't the only organ we listen with. See no, hear no, back to ground zero. I wonder, is this the solution? Or the Rasputin you're looking for? Because of all these methods have been tried and tested, and y'all love to go to war. Back to where I came from is as about as lame as that title you represent, son. Pick one kingdom. Where you see them as weak because this freedom reeks of iniquity. Jodo Verbal Mind Dancer. Baby, baby. That's their piece.
Yo.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
That was dope. For real, the poet, man. You definitely did your thing on that, man. Definitely made it your own. Again, man, I couldn't tell. Joe, I could not tell that was your piece, man. He did that justice. That was a dope piece. His was shorter than mine. I think I'm going to have to deduct points because he got a shorter piece.
Thank you, Jesus.
But it was fire.
Thank
but
you.
It was fire.
Hey.
La Perla Negra.
Yes, you definitely made it a for real piece. That was pretty deep. That was dope. I mean, I feel like band. I can't tell that it's Joe's because I didn't hear any of his cadence in it or anything. Y'all did that. That's what's up. Piece is awesome.
Thank
too.
You.
Pretty deep pieces. Yeah. That's what's up.
I love
Joe.
Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Let's think about your brother's piece. Your piece, brother.
I was muted. But, man, for real, my brother.
Yo.
I salute you, man, because, you know, I chose that piece specifically for you because, you know, sometimes the pieces I write, I don't have the voice for my own pieces, but you do. And you had the voice for that piece. That's why I chose that for you. You know, because definitely I know you picked up on a little No More Rope type thing up in there. I threw that in there, especially when I wrote it, because I thought about you when I wrote that. But I appreciate you, brother. You did exceptionally well on that, brother. I'm going to have to give you a couple stars on that, bro.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, bro. Personally, man, the flow to it, man, if I had more, how should I say? If I was more familiar with that, I would have went a lot harder with that. But I love the cadence that I love. I can hear you spitting that, and I try to stay away from your flavor. But once I get to spitting, I ain't got no choice but to stick to my guns because I'm familiar with my vocal range. You know what I'm saying? But it was a pleasure reading that. It was a pleasure reading that, man. It really was. It's a dope exercise, man, in doing somebody else's thing and trying to make it your own and not trying to emulate the person who actually wrote it. That was beautiful, man. I just felt good doing it. Hey, man, thank you for allowing us to recite your work, man. Thank you for trusting us with your work, with your writing. You're a dope writer, man. Everybody knows this about you, man. You're a fantastic writer, man, and a spitter of that. You're a dope artist. Had a chance to meet you live and in person, man, and it was a blessing to do that. So, man, so while we got you up in here, my brother, we're going to allow you to be the first up on the mic. Are you ready to do
All
so?
All right. Absolutely, brother. Absolutely, man.
The mic is yours.
All right. So I got something. Here we go. It's called It Ain't Easy Being Me. It ain't easy being me. I'm not as popular as I seem to be. I mean, other than this poetry. My attention span could be measured in drams. Sometimes I can't grasp the love shown to me. My belief system is based on mysticism. Religion is for pigeons, for the gullible, for the greedy, for the beguiled. I live a loner's lifestyle, feeling abandoned as a child. Oh, the love was shown. I had this need to be alone. I tried my hand at conformity, tried to act normally, but my disdain for society had me deeper than my shell. Talk about a story to tell. Well, mine is like a living in hell. Rainy days are a comfort. It's a good reason to stay inside. There's no reason to lie why I won't come outside. Friends, not many of us have them. I was glad then, yet sad when I had to deal with life on their terms. You see, not only do I live lonely, I live with their dark stories, the things they've told me. It just shows me maybe I should stay sheltered. I've dealt with some crazy things. And before changing my name, now all this Facebook fame, I'm still the same shy, introverted guy. Sure, I can talk the talk and walk the walk of my choosing. I could be losing wealth with my stealth, but no one really sees me. Shit, that pleases me just fine. But I do care at times. You know, sit in, get in on a joke, get this in. Invisible cloak that I wear, I'm seen but never there. Even at parties, I'm hardly noticed. I'm focused on leaving, grieving from the comfort of my bed. I dread even going to work dealing with jerks. That too has its perks. But you see, I have this addictive behavior. And if I savor a good moment, I want to do it again and again and again. But life ain't like that, my friends. So I created a world of my own. I can have anything I conjure up in my dome. The experience is much better than what's been shown. So I am unknown in the place where I was born. Torn by emotion, attention, deficit. To be honest, truly honest, I just don't give a shit.
Yo.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Poetic.
Bro, I'm with you, man. I just don't give a... Bro. But, man, this man's pen is legendary. When I tell you that, legendary. And this piece is a great example of his creativity, his gift, and the realness that he brings in his pieces, man. I love it, bro.
I appreciate it, my brother. Poetic. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. La Pearl, La Negra.
Yeah, you are a dynamic poet. Your pen is vicious. It really is. Man, you make some hardcore statements, and it's truth in your pieces. And it's just everything about you, the way that you recited, your cadence, everything. You're all right. That piece is good, sir.
Thank you, the brother Negro. I appreciate you, Queen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rel, you still
we
there?
We're going to talk later.
Yes, I'm here. Hey, your brother said glad. He was glad and sad living in them, living on their terms. Changing his name, Facebook fame he spoke about, losing wealth with myself, wearing an invincible cloak, I can have anything that you can conjure up in my dome. Yo, once again, just another fantastic, you know, you paint these pictures, man, and it's not a picture alone. You do the whole video because your rhyming scheme is crazy, you know, where you place your rhymes at is really crazy, man. It's just so rhythmic, you know. It's easy to follow, and you got these punctuations where you beat it like a drum at someone. I just love hearing you recite your pieces, man. And his mind, once again, the mind dancer, he's called, and the name given to you, man, is properly chosen. I mean,
absolutely.
Because
yes, sir.
The pieces that you give us, it does something in the mind. I loved it, man. I loved it.
I appreciate you, bro. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, man.
Amen. Anytime, man. It was a pleasure reading your work. It was a pleasure hearing your work. Amen. And we got to do this again. And once again, it's an honor, you know, to have done so. And I appreciate that, man. But I ask that you stick around for you know, for some more poetry from the family and maybe picking up the pen as well. All right, my brother?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, man.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from Joe, the verbal mind dancer. He had just honored us with the chance to read his work. And it was a beautiful moment, and I loved it, and I enjoyed every minute of it. Joe, the verbal mind dancer. We love, my brother.
We love y'all. Everybody did exceptional.
We love, brother.
Everybody did exceptional. Thank you.
Thank you for trusting your work to us, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I couldn't think of a better crew to do that. Absolutely.
That's about.
One love. All right, we're going to sit you back there on the chair of misfortune. I don't know where I get these. I'm sorry.
I didn't know that was going to come out.
Let me erase that.
Actually, there's a game I play, and there is a character called Misfortune, so I take that.
Don't sit on a chair called Misfortune.
Joe, he understands. He understands.
Absolutely.
You know,
We're gonna rename the chair on the next poet, but that's what just came out of my mouth. I don't know, you know. I couldn't even stop it. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, brother, but he understands what I'm talking about. We can't have you sitting in the chair, Miss Fortune, bro. Somebody give me another name, please. We can't do that one. I'm sorry. Yeah,
I can't even come up with that right now.
Man, give us a title. Give us a chair, bro.
Give us a chair. Okay, I got it. The chair of monetary blessings.
Okay, that's all
right. There you go.
Right now.
We need to keep that one right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Until I get to sit in. For real.
So that's good. That's good, man. Somebody just cashed at me $200 today. So, yeah, I take that.
Hey, brother, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that was tough. All right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, there you go.
Snap.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. So you're in a better chair, bro. I feel better.
Yes, indeed.
Lord Jesus. I'm going to stop naming the chairs for a couple of shows. I'm going to stop. I don't know where my mind is. But much love to you, my brother. Enjoy that chair. I'm still trying to say it again. Enjoy that chair. I'm going to just leave it like that. One love, Joe. Monetary. I still can't let it go. Hey, man, that was beautiful. That's beautiful. Okay, we're going to go to the callers. Let's see, where is she at? We're going to start off with our first caller of the night, Ms. VIP. How are you? Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Well, hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good,
hey,
darling.
Diva.
I'm wonderful.
I'm so well.
Hey.
Well, you guys started it out and showed up and showed out, didn't you, now?
Oh, man, there we go, man. We're fortunate enough to have the trusted pieces to us.
Well, surprise to you guys, I actually have one, too.
That's what I'm talking about, Ms. Via. But before you go into your piece, did you have a wonderful week? It was all good.
Did I have a what, babe?
A wonderful weekend.
It was okay. I was busy, but it was okay. Thank you.
Okay, good. Now we're ready to, okay, we're going to have to bring Joe back in here real quick. Joe, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
We have another reader that wants to honor you with your piece, and I can't wait to hear it, Joe.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to this one.
All righty then, so I'm going to turn the mic over to my brother Poetic so that he can tell her.
Ms. VIP, the mic is yours.
Yes. Thank you. It's called This Is for the Queens Tonight. Ladies, if I may have a moment of your time, you know he hasn't atoned for his heinous crimes. 1 month to be aware of the pain that you've gone through. The sad thing about that, it's not one issue, it's two. One may fade with treatment, the other may continue the beating. Of what you asked in my speaking, breast cancer and that fool that you're with. You know it's easy for a woman to trivialize and be quick off the lips to say leave that guy until their man becomes one of them. Covered eyes, covered up. Hell, you even try to cover them up. Temper, please remember, don't set them off. Don't you remember he told you he loved you, baby? Mayday. Hey, girl. Hey, where is he? It disappeared. I'm sorry.
Here are the top search results.
Well, I'll be damned. It disappeared on me. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, this is killing me. Anyway, Mayday, Mayday, hey girl, hey, where is he? Where is he? He's got to pay. An all too familiar song from an all too familiar wrong. Then the all too familiar call with a scary diagnosis. The possibility to fall deep into psychosis. Mammary glands and a pair of rough hands stretched and pulled to a point you can't stand. Come on, girl, you bet not say it. Walking at night, sporting super dark shades, dear. But wait here. Let's speak on awareness. Are you testing and investing in the proper wear, dear? Fear statements like this that show a lack of care here. Aren't you tired of the bullshit? Pink gear that don't know shit? They post shit and never call the queen just to ask how's it going. Shit. Be aware of the months. Hell, be aware of the rain. Be aware of the constant pain. Be aware their actions may be the blame. God forbid you have a double mastectomy. And after 20 years, you may have a vacancy. Brothers ain't shit sometimes. But this vagrancy of a queen's domain is insane. 1 month to understand your pain. 1 mic tonight to try explain. May I take another minute on body shaming? That's a never month thing, if you feel what I'm saying. You're to this and you're to that. You're to blame. Constant belittling and this from your main squeeze. That same loving brother that got on his knee. We seize the moment of the lost and alone. Ah, but when my queens take their thrones, there'll be no games or tossing bones. Celebrate yourself as I do. My beautiful queens, tonight, this one's for you. And that's that piece. And thank you for the Jill the Mind, the verbal mind for that.
Yeah. That was right there. That was right there. You did well. You did great right there. I love the way you recited that. That was beautiful.
I'm so sorry. That thing disappeared right off my phone.
I hate that. I hate when that happens.
Yeah. It blinked right off.
I'm glad you stayed calm. Just remain calm when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
And you did well, girl. You picked up right where you needed to pick up at Poetic.
She definitely did that, man. She added the theatrics into it when she lost it. Hate when that happens. Oh, God. But then she came right back. Mayday,
right.
Mayday. Mayday, mayday. I was like, yeah, give it to him. Give it to him. But, yeah, that was also a dope piece. Again, you know, hearing it done in, you know, in our own way, it's hard to even know that that's a Jota Verbal Mind Dancer piece, to be honest with you. So kudos to the writer and kudos to the reciter. Dope, dope. La Perla Negra.
My diva, my diva. Even though it you had a little mishap, you didn't miss a beat. Girl, you did that piece. You made it your own. I loved it. And then you threw your little song up in there. I song first. I loved it. Yo, that piece was beautiful. It was very touching as well. Man, awesome job. Awesome. Man.
Thank you, Diva.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Joe? Get a little
Miss VIP.
Yes.
Thank you, Queen. You did exceptionally
well.
Well,
thank
you.
I appreciate you trusting me.
Even when you lost your place, you came back. That's a professional poet right there. You did that. Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? Yeah, you did that.
Okay.
You did that. You did that. That was sweet. That was all right.
That was
all right. You know, despite the hookup, the hitchup and all that, you got your 5 stars. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You got your 5 stars.
I
Absolutely. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what's up. That's what's going on. Hey, that was beautiful once again in honor of our brother Jota Verbal Mind Dancer reading his writings. And and loving it. Seriously, loving it. So Miss
thank you, honey,
VIP,
you.
Before
yes,
you
dear.
Go, sweet thing, I'm enjoying. Could you tell us what you got going on over there at the Love Jones?
Okay.
The Love Jones.
Well, on Wednesday night, I know, right?
She didn't catch it.
Well, you got Love Jones, baby. But anyway,
yes,
on Wednesday night, my diva and I will be in the Love Zone. And the topic, my diva will let you know that very shortly. And Friday night, I don't know whether it's Renaissance poetry or Express Your Vibe, but whichever one it is, it's going to be good. So y'all tune on in.
Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP and Poetic.
Okay.
All righty.
Yes.
Well, all righty. All righty then. Well, y'all heard it right here. Express Your Vibes this Friday night. Wednesday night will be the Love Zone with La Perla Negra and Miss VIP doing their thing, y'all. Stay tuned for the theme. I'm interested. So, look, thank you, love. Thank you, love, for coming through and showing honor, helping show honor to the brother Joe, the River Wine Dancer.
Oh, absolutely. It was a pleasure.
All righty, then. All right, one love, we're going to sit you back there on the chair of monetary, what was it?
Monetary blessings.
Thank you, brother.
I'll take that.
Monetary blessings. And you say that just like a deacon, too. Monetary blessings.
Uh-huh.
All right. So get your gold, get your monetary blessings.
We all going to get it.
Monetary blessings. I like
I'm claiming that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We all need it. All right, Ms. VIP, we're going to sit you back there on that said chair. Get your monetary
all
blessings,
right.
Love. One love,
all right,
baby.
Honey.
One love, one mic.
All right, baby love. Mm-hmm. Sugar doll. One love. Uh-huh. So, we're going to keep Mr. Verbal Mind Dancer right with us, y'all. Might as well kidnap him for a little bit. We're going to move
to the next caller, who happens to be Mr. C-34 Music. Welcome to the Soul Cafe, my brethren.
What's good, my brother?
Hello. I'm doing well. Usually you don't get me on this week because I'm usually at home, which I am, but I'm in Dexter's lab, and I got allowed the opportunity to honor Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. How are you doing, for real? How are you doing, Poetic? And how are you doing, La Perla Negra?
I'm doing excellent.
Yes, and Poetic, I've already put something down there saying that kudos to the writer and kudos to the reciter. Dude, I'm taking that. That's going to be bars. Right there. We'll make something
absolutely
around that,
bro.
Man, absolutely. Please. So,
I mean, we all poets, right? I mean, you know, almost all our words be poetic, you know. So
yeah, now you got me thinking like world class wrecking crew.
Yes, sir.
Sit back, relax, and you get a glass of Moet.
Yes, sir.
Man, this is a good show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for real, stop eating yourself.
Thank you, our brother. Hey, man, did you have a great weekend?
Oh, yeah. You know, chilling at the plantation, having to turn up the thermostat again, up and down again. Mm. So, you know.
Yeah, I know
it's
how that goes. I know how that goes.
It's what we do.
Exactly, yes, exactly. So, brother, we're dying to hear what you have to bless us with on this evening of poetry. Are you ready to do so?
Yeah, I dug in the crates of Joe the Verbal, and I got this piece right here. It's called False Prophet.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. False prophet. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Yet we sink with this two-faced man, his mask in hand, and we still stay muddied and soiled, spoiled with his shitty phrases, spoiled with those good old days just wanting to be saved. Now we know he was no savior. Now we may drown no longer his flavor. Those days of hallelujah and high favor, now we huddled masses, now we have no classes, just like tossed wine glasses broken by the fireplace, broke as his cold face bears the glow of life. He stands there saying, come to me. We band together in hopes to be free, drowning in our sea of iniquity. He's high and dry now. The bow's up and we are stem down, the mask of a clown. The false prophet frowns and we follow the smile all the way down. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, poetry, C-34 music, reciting in peace.
Yo, 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 man. That was pretty red. I like that. I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
Okay.
I'm going to save my dissertation and let Joe take mine, but we're going to start off with poetic.
Yeah, man. C-Double. Man, you dug in them crates, man, and you did this Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer piece. Real justice, bro. Again, Joe, I don't think you own these pieces anymore, bro. I'm sorry, man. I just don't think you own them anymore. But that was dope, C-Double. That was so dope. La Perla Negra.
That was. You put your own spin on it, and you owned it, just like everybody else did. The only thing I can hear, only parts I can hear Joe in it is the words themselves, but your flow, everything that you did with it, you owned it. That was a nice piece.
Thank you, man. Yeah. I thank Joe the Verbal for allowing me the chance to dig in them crates. As a matter of fact, he's going to know that there's some blaxploitation music that's going to go behind this.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Joe the Verbal. Man, C-Double-34, Clarence Ferguson, my brother. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. You know, I have to shout you out for the simple fact that, you know, you take a lot of us from obscurity to relevance, mm-hmm. man. Just by the track that you lay for us, man. So I appreciate you for that, and I appreciate you reading that piece, man. I forgot about that piece, man. I'm glad you found that one, man.
I'm like, why do you have to get up in my spirit and in my voice? I was not trying to sound like you, and all of a sudden, I couldn't help but read it like you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. You know,
you gotta stop doing that.
But yeah, C-Double-34, man, Clarence, my brother Clarence. Hey, man, you're doing something very special in this poetic community, and I salute you for that, brother. For real, man.
I thank all of you poets because you inspired me. You gave me new life. Out of that, trying to be in the music industry and stuff like that, I just say thank you. I can be me now.
Welcome, man. Appreciate you. Be you, brother. Be you, brother, for real.
Yeah.
I love that, P. I love how you did that, man. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Yes, yes, yes. And so did we. So did we, man. You know what? Listening to him, he has a flavor of his own as well. Yet, I don't know what it is. I think Joe just has a special sauce that he puts in his piece that I can still feel in his writing.
Yeah.
He has a special ingredient in his writing that can still be felt. It's a Joe. You could tell it was a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer written type piece. If you pay attention to it, but yet it did have its own flavor given by
wow, brother, you know what I'm saying, C-34 music. You know, he did put his own spin on it, but maybe it's because I'm just so akin to Joe's voice, man. We go back all the way to 2010, so you know what I'm saying? And it's an ingredient that only Joe possessed in his writing, you know, and I just appreciate hearing it. And to hear other people do it and perform it just as well is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So salute to both of you. C-Double.
Thank you very much.
River Mondays. Hey, one love, man. One love, yeah. Man. We're going to sit you back down on that chair of financial blessings.
Monetary blessings, bro. Monetary blessings. Oh, man. Now. Wait a minute. You're going to have me be like... You're going to have me be like T.D. Jakes. Get ready. Give me my money.
Yeah. Don't put nothing in your pockets, bro. Just hold it with your hat. Hold it with your heart. Okay. Hey, one love, my brother. C-Double.
One love, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk later, C-W. Thank you, brother. We talk later, man.
All right. Hey, look, man. Yo, y'all got me with all these tongue twisters listening to Joe's work and trying to say somebody's name. I just wanted to say CW so bad. You know. I mess people's names up out of love. Did Renee call in tonight? Let me check real quick. Renee, where you at, baby? You know who I'm talking to. Man, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
name's
I know.
Not Renee.
I know.
But Renee, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I see you, Bella. Baby. I see you, girl. Mm-hmm. Yes, my sugar pie is in the building, y'all. So we're going to keep on moving to our brother who we celebrated last week, the one and only, Just Jay. What to do, Just Jay?
Hey, people, how y'all doing tonight, man?
What's
everybody?
What's good?
Man, y'all is killing Joe's work, man.
Hey,
Thank you.
So let me ask you, Jess Jay, how does it feel, man? You started this off, bro. And how does it feel hearing, you know, what's going on with people reading other people's work, bro? How does that feel? And how was it for you?
You know what, man? It really taught me about my writing. Sometimes we as poets, we be in such bubbles that even though we are open, it's hard for us to open up on certain things. And something like that is something you can share somebody a piece. But when they give you a real honest critique, I think y'all doing my pieces last week gave me a real honest critique. And I appreciate that. That's something that you can't even drop money in front of somebody because they'll probably go overboard. But y'all did that honestly, man. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, thank you.
You know, personally, I try to be really honest over here with the critiques that I do give without being hurtful to anyone. There's been a time where I had to, you know, stop and let someone know, you know, just give them a little bit of something. Because I just don't want to say, yo, that was a dope piece. And it may have been, but we can always use some polish. So how do you do that? How do you go about, you know, sharing your thoughts of not only the piece itself, but the performance? I always say this. One thing that, I don't know, it just... I can't find the right word to say at this time, but I'll just say it, you know what I'm saying? When I hear someone read their own creations as if they're a stranger to their pieces, it's kind of, you know, disturbing.
Right.
To hear somebody read their own writing as if it's for the first time, you know. So if we can work with that and work with them on that and – you know, just to make it a beautiful thing, you know, just to help somebody out. Maybe they need to slow down a little bit, or some people don't think about how they write their own work out when it comes to rereading it. You know, that helps as well. But it's all different kind of issues. But I say all that to say that over here at the Soul Cafe, doing our creative writing part, we like to share in those things to help each other out for the betterment of us all. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I can't take the criticism. So I had to fall back a little bit because it's the thing is to be helpful, not hurtful. You know,
right? It's a fine line.
Because you can go from every show and be told that that's a dope piece. But if you're in here for the growth of it all, then, you know, we, if that's what we were looking for. If not, everything
right.
is like gravy, you know, just keep it moving. But thank you for, because you always ask, after every show, you'll hit me up in my inbox, yo, how was this, how was that? You know, you share your work.
Right.
And you look for, you know, helpful information. So I appreciate you for being like that. Yeah. Go ahead.
And you know what, man, to think about it, dude, it hurts to get criticism. But I know that the criticism going to make me better. Sometimes
right.
when a person would be like, because I ask a person straight out, I say, what do I really need to do? No bull jive, this, that, and the other. And people kept telling me to slow down. I was like, man, I'm about to get ready to stop. Y'all telling me to slow down at that point. But I was missing the spirit of what they were telling me, though. So I was like, all right, I don't have to try to rush my piece. I don't have to be scared to do my piece. Like you were saying, don't be scared to do your piece. That's a major thing. I know, like, when I used to write, I would write something that was big, and I was like, all right, and I would be saying it when I would be writing it. But then when it came down to do it in the whole format, I was like, dude, I just ran over it like it wasn't even there. That's why guys like Joe Verbal, Mind Dancer, this dude writes it big, and then he say it big. And it's easy to follow
right.
along. Y'all been killing it.
Right, right. Joe's with us right now, by the way. He is with us.
Hey, brother. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good, just Jay, man. Jay Rob, my brother. Oh, man. Like I say, I was, you know, I was in awe, like, last week when they did your pieces, man. I said, yeah. Because I've been following you for a minute, man. So, you know, mutual respect, absolutely, man. And I appreciate you coming through, man, for real. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to working with you Saturday, man, because I've never seen this. And, you know, I'm seeing this from all angles now. I'm really looking forward to see how the next tour feeds off the next tour. Because if we all lock arms and go ahead and do that, it's going to be epic.
Yeah, man. I can't, you know, this whole concept is like genius, you know. I love it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so... And happy Father's Day to you, Just Jay. Shout
thanks,
out
brother.
To the Miss Jackie. Hey, baby love.
I passed that
what
along.
Do? Yes, sir. And look, man, what you got for us on this night, man?
You know, I said I wasn't going to do a piece, and I definitely said I wasn't going to do this piece right here until next week. But y'all good, man. I'm going. Okay.
The mic is yours.
Appreciate you for real. It took me a while to get around to go ahead and do this. I had my own apprehensions for my own reasons. But I'm here. My name is Just Jay, and I was a Dufty. It had been hot all week until those winds from the north came. It was a typical day. I was feeling a little out of it, so I laid down to rest a while. A strange light appeared. Although the sun had set hours ago, I looked at my phone. Only a few minutes had passed. I can't describe the hue. It fit no spectrum of the light I was accustomed to. Green, but not. Blue, but not. I chalked it all up to being more tired than I thought. I tried to get up. My body felt the pull of the earth. Truly, I was having a terrible moment. Moments. Water. I made it to the bathroom, learned reflex, hit the switch. I gave no thought of the anomaly of life. I splashed my face in. Maybe, just maybe, it would wash off the dream. Damp rag to the eyes, a stroboscopic blink, but to no avail. The colors remained as vivid as before. This is way too long to be a flashback. But those colors were familiar. At least they had sound back then. The light was silent, eerie in a sense. My steps were heavy as they are now. My whole body felt light. The glow had faded. Let me turn on some news. Broken broadcast, picture in and out. Man, this one was some well shit here. I picked up my phone, walked to the fridge to get a drink. The internet was full, was still on. But those mofos gave you the info before it even happened. All was quiet. Too quiet. I looked at the time. I swear only 1 minute had passed. And then that light appeared again. Accompanied with sound and vibrations. Accompanied with the stench that would make a maggot gag. It was worse than newborn baby shit. I had to see what was going on. I opened up my door. There was nothing to hold on to but faith. Each time, each step I took, a light spread beneath my feet. It was in the pattern of wood, like some hallway to my past. But in my past, I remember. Cloth-coated wiring and dimly lit light bulbs. Kitchen walls thick with grease, a chock full of nut coffee can to catch the morning drippings. I saw bound books and bowls with gold lettering, a bar of brown soap, a rippled glass. I heard Ella and Emmett Pearl and Sarah. I heard the machines and screams. I felt my flesh thing. Then that thing approached. It probed and coached me into saying not a word. Blood drawn and it was gone. I watched it play back in reverse. Screams and machines. I heard Sarah and Lena and Pearl and Ellen. I heard glass ripples, soap brown, lettering gold and bowls, books. Then the jump like a thump when you fall in a dream. What had I seen? Where had I been? My steps were my steps. And I opened the door to the home. Was I on some transcendental ride? My thoughts cloud me now. My drink's still cold. My picture's clear. News and weather much the same. The internet band, she's still screaming the names. But I gotta tell you, those vivid images to your head may very well be. In peace.
Wow. For real?
Yo. This piece right here was something totally different, something totally new that I've heard from my brother. And you can tell, well, I can tell the level of elevation that he has just moved into. This was a story. And this was from a heart, this drama in it, theatrics. This was storytelling at its finest to me because you put me in that place. And I was listening so intently, wanting to know what the next verse was going to be, where this story was taking us to, man. And I felt the pit of your soul, like, in this piece, man. And it took me emotionally there. It was dragging me by the strings of my emotions, man. AJ, man, that was,
yes,
beautiful,
sir.
Man, that was right there where I talk about people performing their work like they gave birth to it. You know what I mean? You recognize your child. Poetic.
Before I get my commentary, Jesse, I need you to go ahead and get a glass of water, bro. Calm yourself down.
Man.
Cause
I was shaking afterwards, dude.
You were sounding like you really needed that glass of water, man. You definitely, your emotions came through in that piece. It was very theatrical, man. I thought I was watching, like, I don't know if any of y'all seen Mike Tyson's one-man show, but that's what I felt like I was watching. You on a stage with spotlight just on you, you just going in, you know, letting everybody know that this is you, this is what you've been through, and this is what's happening.
you know, Pharrell took a whole lot of stuff that I would have loved to have said, but again, he got to go first. But this was dope, my brother. Definitely dope. La Perla Negra.
That was definitely a story worth listening to, and it pulled at the heartstrings. It tugged at a very sensitive side in me. You sound like you was breaking a little bit. Yeah, I think you do need to get some water, a glass of wine, or something. that was an awesome piece. I don't even want to ask you if that was true or not. Have you been abducted? Because that, man, it sounded so real. It was almost like
I haven't.
It was so real.
I haven't, but
yeah.
Tell the Verbal Mind Dancer may have.
Oh, okay. Well, man, that was deep. That was a really deep piece. That was an excellent performance, too. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yeah. For real, Joe, I'm sorry, Joe.
Just Jay, my brother.
Yes, sir. What's going
man.
On with you, Just Dope?
bro. Oh, now I got chills from listening to you do that joke, man. It's like, yeah, that's yours, man. That's yours. That's
no,
your
it feel like a compilation, bro. That's why I said Just Dope, man. It feel like a compilation because I heard you coming in there, and I had never heard you do this piece before.
Man, you did the shit out of that joke, man. I'm telling you, man.
Yes.
The way you broke it down, and
for
like,
sure.
like for real,
for sure.
man, you put emotion into that thing, man.
Yes.
Man, it was hurting.
You did that, man.
It was hurting. I had fear everything. When I went to put my phone down, my hand was shaking, dude. Great, man. Beautiful right, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Man.
Appreciate you reading that, man. For
yo.
Real, man.
So, yo, wait a minute, hold up. Was that a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer piece?
Yeah, for real.
Right, because it didn't
yeah.
sound, I didn't hear
just
Joe nowhere
it.
In that. Wow.
Just catching it.
That was a compilation, okay. Believe me.
Yeah, I'm going to deduct, I'm gonna have to give you a deduction, bro. I'm going to have to deduct something from your arm on that one, bro. That's pretty fucking crazy.
No,
no. Wait, bro. Who are you giving the deduction to? Joe or just Jay?
Right,
who
or
Jay? Just both of them, man. That was they. There was a compilation. They said it was
just
colluded. They colluded. Okay. They colluded.
Okay.
Colluded.
They colluded.
We
okay.
haven't colluded in a long time around here. Hey, listen, I was really caught off guard when he said that was your piece, or he inferred that was
right.
your piece.
Right.
I didn't
right.
know.
Why?
I thought that was something he wrote because he read. That's why I say he read. He know his baby. He read that like
right.
it was his.
Yeah.
Like it was an emotion in it. Because why would he? How do he feel? That what whatever he had, he felt something in that piece because you can feel him
oh.
when he was reading.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Did you really
yeah.
get abducted
yeah.
or what?
right.
Yeah. He made it seem so real.
Right.
Who asked
okay.
that I've been abducted
what?
Again?
I asked.
Like,
did you really get
and
really
I told
you
Joe probably had been.
And I wonder why he said that.
But we didn't know. You caught us off
guard. Right,
just
man.
Jay.
Well,
actually, did you say, wait a minute, just Jay, did you say at the beginning of the piece that my name is Joe or my name is Jay?
You know I can't remember. Yeah. We have to hit the playback with the archive.
No, he said his name was, he said his name was Jay.
He said his name was Jay. That's what I thought.
I said
yeah.
the story
yeah,
is
yeah,
just
yeah.
Joe.
No, I got to hit it.
Well, look, anyhow, that was okay. That was dope, man. That was dope, bro.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah, cheated. You cheated, really. That was
yeah.
ugly, bro. You were disrespectful right here. That was disrespectful. That was because you put some emotion in that shit, man, because you was going to cry
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah,
I said, what the fuck?
Right.
You know, you got me talking up in here. Just say, boy.
Out.
All right, you want to do it like that? You want to do it like that?
Yeah,
like, sir, let's get it.
With most of y'all I picked that piece for Just Jay specifically because I know he could pull it off. I know he was the one who could pull that joint off, for real.
That
thing
huge,
that
man.
Yes, sir.
Man,
yo,
man, you need to have
you,
a
man.
Book.
Yeah, really.
science fiction, right, then. Anything.
Mm-hmm. All right, Just J, you got that one, boy. Oh, you got that. I did not know you was reading the Double Mind Dance Piece, man. That's crazy. Hey, much love to you,
I don't
man,
write that big,
real.
Man. Come on now. I write short, little, dainty pieces. Don't do epic.
You did.
Epic. Joe do a Game of Thrones.
That's all right. It's all right, though.
Yeah, it's all right.
Excellent.
Mm. All right,
yeah,
Jay, man, we're going to put you back here on the chair of popping a willy. All right?
Oh, no, I'll be too.
Yeah, you're going to have to put a parachute.
You've got to have a better chair back there than that.
Bro, you're going to have to wear a parachute when you sit in that chair right there, bro. I'm serious. You didn't turn the whole show around right now, just now, with that piece, bro. That was crazy. I swore that was your piece. Okay,
no,
Jess, we're going to talk after this show, bro. I'm going to hit you up in the inbox, bro. That was crazy.
Yes, sir.
All right, one love, my brother. One love, man. One love. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, that was Jess J reciting a Verbal Mind Dancer piece, which was crazy. We're going to keep things moving, ladies and germs. Going down to our next caller, who happens to be the one and only Bella, me Bella. Hello, Bella. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hola, baby.
Hello,
hola, como estás, mi Bella, Bella.
Hola,
buenas noches. How you doing, sweetie?
Hanging in there. I'm wonderful. Thank you very much. And you?
I am.
She is.
I love your
she
laugh.
Is.
Hey, oh, Bella.
Yeah. Well, Bella. I hope you've been enjoying while listening to the program. It's been a lot of great poetry, mostly written by Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. That last piece.
Yeah, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Hi, Joe.
Yeah.
You moved me with your piece.
Thank you, Bella. Thank you, Queen. Appreciate you.
I appreciate
yes,
you, too.
Yes. So, Miss Bella.
Mm-hmm.
Do what?
I'm sorry?
I said I cannot wait to hear what you brought to us tonight.
Are
you ready to deliver
you.
Some sensual poetry? I'm breaking up.
I don't have sensual. Yeah. Don't break up on me.
Yeah, that's the story. Well, Bella, that's the story of my life, you know. That's the story of my life. I didn't know we were breaking up, you know. We just got together. You know what I mean? It's your baby. But look.
Baby.
Hey, listen. Ooh, I like that. So, Bella, I'm ready to hear your poetry. Are you ready to deliver for us the good stuff?
Yes, sir. And I have written something about 3 hours ago. Actually, it was a challenge. And I was challenged to pick 12 colors from 224 colors. I picked 24, and I wrote for the codes from Mahatma Gandhi, live as if you were to die tomorrow, learn as if you were to live forever. And another code for Confucius, everything has beauty, but not everyone can see. So I hope you guys will enjoy my poem. And the title is A Dream to Dream the Dream. If only I could gather all 224 colors listed on Deborah's page, I would. take the amber and bubblegum hues, fly with periwinkle dream, then ajar my pastel dandelions inside a transparent terracotta mason jar, make them cast glittered cobalt dust instead of ebony sand, so to give life to charcoal times, as if I trail slowly towards my ebbing breath. And what if I can really do all those? Would it help calm my raging sapphire water, make it brush on indigo's lips like saffron floating behind onyx clouds, pacifying the roaring thunder, making it not shed filmy, salted snow, so to not leave scarlet stains from my cheeks down to my wounded core? To whom should I plead? All I ever wanted and wished for was to trance under champagne smiles, breathing unconditionally, burying a titanium atman in my hands while sipping the beauty of living, like a perfect sangria, quenching my thirst for life. But I dare not question the shadow of Israel, nor hide from the lashes of fate. Although I still believe mine can be manipulated, I decided to leave it all to the hands of thy grace. Though breath is confined in fissured jaw, I still find content, patiently waiting, while chanting Hakuna Matata. O'er the rainbow, what a beautiful world. My grace is my shepherd. He restores my soul. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for he is with me, his rod and his staff, my comfort when I'm in need. Only he can judge me, and I will not fear. Amen. And to...
Wow.
Mercy, oh my God. Mercy, mercy. Oh. That was so endearing, so beautifully read, and I just listened the way it made me listen. It made me listen in a particular way because it was pleasing to my soul. Ember, periwinkle, ebony sand, ebbing breath, indigo's lips, scarlet stains, champagne smiles, rainbows. Restores the soul. It was beautiful and beautiful ingredient. For you to write a piece like that, so in depth, such a challenge. I would say that you have conquered the challenge. That was very, very, very tantalizing to some part of me that's unknown, but I felt it. Poetic.
Yeah, I was going to say this was a beautiful, beautiful mashup of all of those things, the challenge that you had to write about, and the way that you put it all together. It also read like this beautiful story as well that I wanted to just close my eyes and just keep listening and keep listening because I didn't know what was going to come next, but my soul was satisfied with what came next. So I really appreciated this piece, Bella. This was amazing work, amazing as always. La Perla Negra.
And you know what? It was absolutely exquisite. And then you took from the Book of Psalms, which happens to be my favorite in the Bible. Girl, you know what? You never cease to amaze me, Bella. You bring such beautiful poetry. And your tone, the gentleness, you have a gentleness about your nature where people anticipate you. We look forward to hearing from you. But, man, that piece was awesome. I can go on and on about it, but I'm not. I loved it. I really, really did. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Leperda. You guys inspire. And that was... thinking about you guys while I'm writing this, because I said it's one day and I would love to share it with the show. And yeah, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bella, that was beautiful. Like I said, I've been a fan of your work since the first time I since the first time I heard you. So, you know, we got a date on a beach, so I'm gonna bring the wine. So be there.
I'll just eat the food. I'll pass in the wine.
All right. I got you. Don't get all in your feelings for real.
Hey, what, you know, I didn't, you know what I'm saying. I didn't even hear what was going on. All I wanted to say, I don't know what's going on right now, but I just wanted to say, you know, the sound of her reciting that poem still reverberates through my cerebellum. The echoes of her words just continue to touch each wall within the membrane that is me. That piece was lovely, and I still can feel it. It makes me want to take my clothes off and get next to you, Bella.
I'm calling forthwith.
Okay. I didn't sing though, Van. My heart may be wet.
You know?
I didn't sing.
That's okay with me. I'm cold right now. You know, I need body heat to warm
yes,
out.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yes.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Hey, Bella.
Okay, but.
Hey, Bella, I want to ask you, can you hang? Can you hang?
I can hang. How about you? Can you hang?
Right. Yes, baby. For 2 minutes. For 2 whole minutes.
Where's the station manager when you need him? Where's the station manager when you need him? That's all I'm saying.
Van called forthwith. I can't say anymore, Stella. I called it Stella. I got to call it Stella. I've been called the woman Stella. Because Van made me nervous. I got nervous real quick. Okay, I'm done, Van. Take
the
over the show, please. What happened?
Can I ask something from you? Okay, so don't let me stay in your cerebellum. Let me stay in your soul, though.
Ooh.
How about that?
You're invited.
Get him.
I got to take my fourth clue back. I got to take it back.
Oh,
I'm taking it back. I got to take it back.
Station identification.
I got to take it back.
Wow.
I think the little bird got his song, though.
Yeah, he's
my face is hurting right now.
You don't know what to do.
Face is hurting. My face is hurting. Van, take Van. Where are you?
I'm here. I took it back. I don't want you to take it back.
Real, don't run now.
I'm trying to say something here. All right, well, look.
Running like a Roger
My
Rabbit.
Face is hurting. My face is hurting. Stop laughing. Well, Stella, I mean, Bella.
Bella, look at you.
Renee, hold up.
No.
Off. He is way off, Stella.
I can't even talk right now. Well, Bella. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that beautiful moment with me on some all seriousness thing. To be able to write in the style in which you write, and it was very serious. It was enchanting. Like I said, you was given a challenge and you accepted it and you really pulled it off. I love the way you frame your work, you know, frame by frame, and you reading it the way you read it. It's so beautiful, and this was very touching, and I thought it was just a beautiful thing to experience. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you very much, too. I will try to be enchanting so I can enchant you more, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Stop.
Get
him,
girl.
Yeah, you got five stars, Bella.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Alrighty then. I can't. My computer died, and I'm all right with it. Alrighty then. All right. Well, somebody put her in a chair. I'm not going to name it.
We're going to send you on over to the monetary
blessing
chair. One love, one mic.
Ooh, yeah. Lord,
baby.
Hi, baby. Right. See you later, baby. Baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm. I would have sang to her if Van didn't force with me.
I took it back. You could have sang.
Okay.
Took it back.
My heart is filled with so much love. And I need a someone I can call my own. Bella. Ciao. And that's that piece, y'all. So, let's keep
baby,
it
baby.
Moving. Baby, baby. I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying. Okay. Hey, that was beautiful. That was beautiful, y'all. Hey, Yo the Verbal Mind Dancer, man. Once again, man, is the energy that you brought up in here tonight and the energy that your pieces possess, man, from those who perform them, you can tell, man, you have to know, you know, how people feel about your work and how your work affects the human soul, man. Because of the energy that was on display here tonight, and it still lingers. And like I told Miss Bella, it echoes. It's still reverberating. It's still in functioning mood. It's still energizing, bro. Your work is awesome, man, and you're a damn good writer, man, and I'm proud to be your brother. You can dig it.
I can definitely dig it, brother. I definitely appreciate that, man, for real, man. Appreciate you, sir.
Hey, thank you, man. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if there is no one else that would like to spit a piece, if you would like to spit a piece while we have a moment, raise your hand by pressing 1 on your phone. If you have a rock in your hand, draw a number 1 on it, press it, and we will get you on over here. In the meantime,
you got 3 people with their hands up, bro.
Ah, my eyes
now
have just opened up wide. Thank you, Poetic. We're going to go to that next poet. Miss Storm, welcome to the Soul Cafe and Epiphany Radio. What it do?
What it do? Happy Monday, y'all.
Happy Monday, love.
Happy Monday.
Gina Storm. Did you hear how your sister, Bella, me Bella, was flirting with me up in here? Did you hear that? Oh, my God.
What she was doing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. OMG.
That wasn't my takeaway.
She flirted with me? Oh, my goodness. My heart is still pounding. I mean,
yeah,
pounding. Oh, my goodness.
I'm glad you're fine. Small package.
Oh, I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. I may not wear any clothes when I go to work tomorrow. I want to be naked forever.
Oh, Lord.
If that makes any sense. If that makes any sense to anyone. Bella understands me. She understands. I'm naked for her. Mm-hmm. So, Gina, it's all about you tonight. Enough about Miss Mibella. How you doing, love? It's been a while.
I'm happy to be here. It's all about Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. He's the first person that told me I was poet, so I'm forever grateful for him.
Oh, okay. Clue us in.
He's amazing. Deserves this. All the poetry has been tremendous. Whether or not it was one of his pieces or dedicated to him, doesn't matter because the quality of poetry has been amazing. I'm just going to throw my hat in.
Well, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing to say. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, are you with us?
Yes, I am. What's up, my sister Gina? What's up, baby?
Look, I have to tell the story repeatedly that people don't even understand it. When you are sharing your thoughts, but those thoughts to you are just that, thoughts, and a person that you're a fan of tells you it's poetry, it's hard to even believe. I had to eventually accept it, but I didn't see what you saw, and I'm grateful that you thought I was a poet when I didn't.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of my favorites, absolutely.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, look. Poetic said y'all got some more callers. I know what I got to do.
Hey, well, look, darling, the mic is yours.
All right. I'm going to call this piece American Dream. Oh, it's time to take a stand. Take a knee. They took prayer out of schools. Okay, okay, different beliefs. Worship where you want to. You know time and a place. So stop the ceremony for sports events. In this case, the Olympics, sure. It's a pure choice that I would choose. But that's just me. It's not America about having a choice. For those that choose to be here in Arlington Cemetery full of nameless tombstones, to allow some of the most extreme views to be heard. Dollar, dollar, dollar. With all those good people on both sides, can I speak my mind? Dr. King, it seems, tried to do the same thing. We all die in this ring to be heard. Be it hearing the word, even hearing the absurd. My IQ is higher than yours is. Is sure, because you've got to be on something, living high in Trumpson, getting by on gumption. It takes balls to act a fool and to coin a phrase, new rules. If you want to salute, by all means salute. If you rather kneel, by all means kneel, because that's the appeal of America. Do right, do you, whatever. And of course, under the law, we're not a lawless nation. We are a flawed nation. It takes leadership to make it better, not greed and the letters of intent to circumvent. We've been sent to graves on our wave. Players aren't going into battle, merely some athletics going play. Yay, team, gold team, all about the show, you know, entertainment. We go from that to damn near arraignment. Arraignment. Just play ball, but damn, the entire government has proven to be a sham, a scam. It takes one man to bring it all down. It takes a village. But with all the blood that's been used in this village, can you bring it up to where we all want to live it? You know, the American dream, not the scheme of the forefathers, the real theme of the higher power, like minds tend to congregate. Who defends who should procreate? Who decides who you should date? Do you reside in a place where there's hate? In peace.
Hey, Gina. Listen, 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 listen. I don't know how you do it. It's unexplainable to me. All I know is that it's a wonderfully beautiful gift to have, you know, the gift of freestyling, your poetry, your thoughts, how they flow like that, poetic.
Man, the storm has breezed through, came to do some damage with a freestyle. As always, Gina, your pieces when you freestyle are just amazing. I can't do that to save my life. I try every now and then, but I admire those of you that can really, really just do it. So I appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all. I had a safety jacket this time.
I know that's
did you
right.
Really?
The Perla.
Joe wrote the piece. I just read it.
Oh, man. What?
I didn't even freestyle it. I read it word for word. Like, I had to change a couple of words because he was saying, like, kind of brother or he or him. So I had to just gloss over those changes.
I'm going to take some points.
Have them. I'm giving them freely. I needed to do that for me.
That's a damn thing.
Send me that piece so I got a headache. This was weeks ago. And I would read it every day for practice. So I was like, oh, yeah, let's go. So for you, it sounded like what I sound like, but that was not me. And I just, I give it to you, Joe.
That's a damn thing.
That is amazing.
I knew it was something, but I was caught off guard. I'm still naked a little bit. That's a damn thing, Gina. That's
Joe.
A damn thing. I heard somebody snickering too. That's a
it wasn't me. I heard it too.
Okay, y'all
yeah,
got
I'm guilty.
One.
I'm guilty on the snickering. Thank you, my
dear
sister.
Like,
thank
I
you,
know
Gina.
Those words. I know that piece.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you.
You're welcome, Joe.
It was my pleasure. Thank you. The arsenal was so amazing looking. Everybody can do a different one, and nobody was on the same.
Girl, I was like, if you freestyling that, that's amazing.
Yeah,
you
my chest trying to read it and not change too much because I knew Joe would know. It gave me wings.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a life vest this time. I didn't have to just jump out in the deep waters by myself. But I guess I'm going to go to the suspicious chair.
Yeah, you go into the chair of suspicion. You have a chair. You're in the chair of suspicion.
I was in the suspicious chair.
Thank you, Jenna.
You're welcome, Joe.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all, I can't believe what y'all done up in here tonight. I'm thinking, this girl wrote a freestyle like that? Okay. All right, with your freestyling self. All right, y'all, we're going to move on to the next caller who happens to be one half a person of the Get Down, baby, baby. G-Rob, the white son. Well, what is the Soul Cafe?
DSP.
What it do?
What's happening?
How you feeling tonight, broski?
Hey, man, it's another day above ground, and I'm a pretty blessed cat, and I get to hang out with y'all for a minute, so I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Hey, man,
we're
doing greatly up in here. You've been listening to the program, and guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Guess whose writings will be read next week.
Who do we got?
The one and only J-Rob, the wise son. Welcome to the Soul Cafe, brother.
It's going to be a treat up in this piece.
Yes.
So let me just say this real quick for everybody to hear, that if you want to partake in this, hit up J-Rob in his inbox or hit one of us up and we'll get in touch with him if you would like to read one of his pieces on the next program as well. That's it. I've invited to everyone. We're going to celebrate his writings on next week. So, Jay, we were just doing Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer this night. I know you've been listening in for a little bit. What do you think of his brother and his writings, man?
I think this brother's an incredible talent. All bullshit to the left. This cat is an incredible talent. And I don't know how we missed him previously, because this is a cat that I would go out of my way to listen to. I dig his cadence. I dig how he attacks particular subject matters with veracity, and he goes after it, and he comes up with some material that you just got to sit back and go, bro, I got to hear that again, which is one of the reasons I ask the brother to post this stuff whenever he spits on the Get Down, because I dig his merchandise in terms of material, and I like the direction he takes a lot of it.
I all bullshit to the left, I am a complete fan of this brother. Hands down, and knock on wood, I am a fan.
Amazing. Amazing, man. And so are we, and so are we, man. So, with no further ado, Mr. J-Rob, the wise son, man, the mic is yours, brother.
Thank you, man. This piece is called, this piece is entitled, It Is You, part of my Black Love series. Dance and romance your sweet ass into a wet dream of your deepest desires. And then let's surf along 250 billion stars that make up the Milky Way any day you choose, as long as you bless me with your smile. Humming Yoruba spirituals as this thing that sings the songs that harps play are reminiscent of Egyptian romantic interludes in Arabic deserts, like finding love letters that were written by sun gods and Ya'ashtawe, describing how two souls can rule empires while dancing along bright beams of light. You are the complete woman, flaws and all. When you're home alone, allow me to mentally inject you with something deeper than anything erect, with silent, fever-pitched harmony that resembles the slow rhythmic heartbeat that you heard in my chest, that skates along polyrhythms of slow djembe drum beats that are reminiscent of us when I saw a lot of the things in my peripheral vision, but all those things that I saw were just pieces of a dream that start out as a part of what caught my attention and captured my imagination from the time immemorial, because I finally found the color of love somewhere softly in the language of infinity that always seems to be describing you. And that's that piece.
Yo, 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 yo. I give you 2 points straight up for the sappiness, bro, straight from the beginning. You said, let me dance and romance your wet ass. You got me right there. I was like, whoa, what the hell? I said, somebody call the police. This brother just said, let me dance and romance your wet ass. Long, bright beams of light. He said, let me mentally inject you. Let me, he said, I finally found the color. What was that line? I finally found the color.
Captured my imagination from times immemorial, because I have finally found the color of love softly in the language of infinity that will always remind me of you.
Right there, bro. Sappy, sappy. Sappy. Yes.
Don't be listening to Van.
Poetic.
J-Rob, wise son, man, my brother from another mother, man. You know I'm a huge fan of your work, bro. The dedication that you put into your pieces, that dedication is everything. Because when you go in, you really go in. And this piece is an example of that. And, man, you be putting them DSP privileges on display, man, for the world to see. And I appreciate your work. I appreciate your work.
Thank you, bro.
La Perla Negra.
Oh, man. J-Rob, why, son? You know I am.
I ain't do nothing.
Such a fan. You, Can I finish?
I'm sorry.
You know, I am such a fan. I have such a high admiration for you and your work. There are certain lines that you say and the way that you say them that are swoon-worthy. It knocks a woman off her square a little bit, because, Lord have mercy, you said you are the perfect woman, flaws and all. And I finally found the color of love. Who is that? That's the thing. But you, that is, so beautiful. Oh my God, Lord, I'm hits me every time. Beautiful piece, beautiful. Man,
I'm trying.
Joe, so
I really am.
Yo, man, I won't ever stop. God, woo, Lord.
Joe the Verbal.
J. Rob the Wise Son.
Broham.
First thing, I definitely want to read one of your pieces, brother, so hit me up. You one of the cats that I look up to, man, honestly. Because, you know, because of the, it's not so much the subject matter, but it's the way you deliver it. Your use of words and your phrasing. It's like pure poetry, you know, and I miss that. In a lot of these poetry groups, man, the way you approach a subject, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful, man. You know, I'm definitely a fan, man. I've been a fan of yours since the first I heard of you, brother. So I definitely want to read one of your pieces, man. You know, send me anything you got. I'll be happy to recite that, man. I'm definitely a fan.
You know, funny. I've got one or two pieces that I definitely would like to get your take on it, cadence wise, bro. I'll definitely make that happen. And please, steel sharpen steel. I've been a diehard fan of yours since you came to the Get Down, and me and Van was like, yo, who is this cat, bro? You know what you're doing with that pen and pad, bro. So from one poet to another, I stand equally shoulder to shoulder with you in harmony, saying that I'm a fan of yours as well.
Hey, man, I appreciate that much respect, brother. Definitely, man. I definitely want to do that, man.
Indeed.
So, J-Rob, the Wise Son, can you give us a play, an instant play of what you got going down this Thursday on the Get Down?
Man, let me tell y'all something. I will not be long because I respect the mic. But everyone within the sound of my voice, I'm asking you as a poet, and if you enjoy the art of poetry, spoken word in any way, shape, or form, please come to the Get Down this Thursday. I'm not going to spoil it just yet, but I got a surprise. I should live to be so lucky. Van and I have a surprise that we want to put out. Last week, y'all got Rebel P. Jones. Wait till y'all dig the subject matter we're about to come up with. We'll post it tomorrow. Just let me tell you, you don't want to miss this joint. It's definitely going to be a headbanger, and I guarantee it's going to challenge your pen. You know what Van and I do? We want to see people stretch their pens and see what they can do with ink and make harmony sound beautiful through poetry. So please, Thursday night, 9 p.m. on the Pipfield Radio, J. Rob the Wise Son, Poetic, Van Meadows, John Robinson, come through. Can't wait to hear from you. That's my time. I'll say peace.
Appreciate you, bro.
Hey, one love, my brother. One love, man. We're going to sit you back there on the chair of monetary blessings. Yeah, you got it, bro.
Gotcha.
Hey, you scared me, bro.
I'm so proud of you.
Much love. Which one of us, him or me? One love.
I'm so proud of you, for real.
Well, thank you, baby. You don't know how hard it was to say that. I just really go into it. Not funny. I was unsure. I was very much unsure. One love, J-Rob, the Wise Son.
One love, family.
One love.
One love.
One love, yo. One love, yo.
Hey, I was very much unsure, if you could tell. Alrighty then. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what we're about to get into right now, we're about to pick up our pens. I need a sound effect or some type of da-da-da-da, you know what I'm saying? Hey, real quick, let me see. Got to do this. Give me 1 second. Jesus Christ. Give me 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Boop,
1 second, 2 seconds. I'm trying to get something together here. I'm still a little bit of naked behind this Bella stuff.
The For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Yo. I heard what you said, poetic. Yo. Welcome back to the Soul Camp. They're not even my promos. I just typed in snippets, bro. Stop playing. Anyway, I'm sorry, y'all. Van's, you know, he's writing stuff in the chat room. Welcome back to the Soul Cafe, y'all. I've been having a really, really good time. I've been looking for some phrases. Danielle, I hear you. I hear you laughing. I've been looking for some phrases. I tried to pick up something. Let's see what we can come up with tonight. Okay, so I have something very stupid to end the show with. Nothing as fancy and as surreal as the last one. Let me read this to myself real quick. I don't know if we've done this one before. I might give you this one instead of the silly one. Let me find a song, first of all. I'm not even going to ask who's going to participate. Let's go and find a nice song. Oh, I'm still at snippets. All right, let's put a song in here. Okay. We're about to pick up our pens, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let me find a nice little song. Oh, I got one. It's an oldie but goodie. No, I want to do this one. Okay. All right, here we go. So, these are the phrases. Your kisses scream. Second phrase. Ribbons in the sky. Ribbons in the sky. And the third phrase, which is the longest phrase, moisten earth and treasured souls. That's moistened, E-D at the end, earth, and treasured souls. Romance is the genre. Pick up your pens.
you the sun, the rain, the moon, the stars and the mountain. I'll give you the world and all that you wish for and even more. Girl, I'll love you more than you could know, and that's for sure.
Your kisses scream
don't ever leave. So passionately. And my world moves as you turn hidden places to moistened earth. Our treasured souls have bonded eternally like ribbons in the sky to be released and go on forever. And then I took my socks off because I didn't have a chance to finish. I had to go to the bathroom.
Alrighty then. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer.
Your kisses scream moistened earth and treasured souls. I sink rivers in the sky to tie you to my hole. This moistened earth where we stood, your kisses scream more. I taste the ribbons of your drippings, and I need to taste a little bit more. Taking my socks off on that. I was distracted, but yeah, that's what I got.
Excuse me. 1 second, please. Hello. Bella wrote.
Yes.
She said she wanted to join. Bella wrote she wants to join. Can you open her mic?
Okay. Let's see if Ms. VIP had anything. Ms. VIP, are you with us?
I think the VIP gone.
Yeah.
She
lingers.
Ball dropped again.
Okay, let's go to Child Bella. Bella.
Yeah, I wrote something. You and I like moistened earth and treasured souls, plucked from the depth of mosaic clouds like thrilled ribbons in the sky, vulnerable, naked, yet both eyes refuse to see the beating of our silent yearning. Baby. Imagining you and the sacredness of your heart made me melt deep inside. I would love to taste your kisses that scream lust, love, and Bella. And boom.
Okay.
Thank you for the dedication, Bella. Thank you for the dedication.
Yes,
I appreciate you, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you won't stop playing. All right, so let's go to the next caller. Let's see if what J-Rob has, if he has anything.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Wise Son.
I understand. Understand in full why your kisses scream for more kisses. That leaves those specially selected treasured souls wanting more tongue-tied moments that resemble ribbons in the sky where dreams of you slow dance with my fantasies of us over and over and over in pirouettes, the way ribbons are tied.
Okay, J-Rob the Wise Son. All right, let me give you mine. Your kisses pathically back to me. My lips receive each tone heatedly. Strategically, they maneuver to receive thee fully. They kindly respond to ribbons in the sky that sew our soul ties lovingly, shifting like beautiful kites which fly and glide, leaving me free of gravity. Your kisses move me, and the moistened earth and treasured souls beneath me. In peace.
King of that.
Hey, so Bella, what did you think of those pieces that everyone wrote?
There is one word that Jay Rob mentioned. I love this word ever since, which is pirouette. And I like how it pronounced, and not only that, the vision that I see each time I hear or read that word, and you just don't know what it has in me, you know. So that's why I smiled when J-Rob mentioned it, and I messaged him right away. I like pirouettes.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer.
Yes, sir.
Your thoughts?
My thoughts, oh, man, that was like, I like the choice of words. You know, I would have done more, but I was kind of distracted. You're coming up with some good phrases, brother. Have you been studying something? You've been reading over. You know what's going on with you, man?
Hey, that was an old one that we never used. They had to scroll and scroll and scroll. I thought we might have used it at one time. It was something in there. It was something in there. I don't remember writing to that. I remember using Ribbons in the Sky in another piece.
Yep.
It was another set of phrases that Ribbon in the Sky was used to. I don't think it was added with Moistened Earth and Treasured Souls, but we have used Ribbons in the Sky. So I didn't think I could write to that, to be really honest with you. With the mixture of phrases in there, and I'm the one that made it up. But like y'all be thinking I have a heads up on y'all, but I don't. So thank you for that. I wanted to say something poetic. What did you think, bro?
Oh man, I love the phrases, man. See, it's these kind of phrases that just takes my mind, and I just go. Especially from a romance perspective, these lines just screamed romance. And I loved everyone's pieces that they brought to these lines. Hey, man, I love it, man. Pick up the pen. Pick up your pen is one of my favorite parts of the show.
Hey, man, and I see that you took advantage of the music and let it pull you in. So that's a good thing.
I really did. The vibration. That's one of my favorite After Seven songs. So, yeah.
Tell me about it. Yo, did I leave anybody out?
You know you left me out, bro.
I was very good to you. I was very good to you. No, I was very good to you.
No,
I was
good.
La Perla, what did you think?
It's a lot of background noise somewhere. You know what? It's like Vance said. This part of the show is actually my favorite part. It's because of the creativeness, and I was a nervous wreck when I first started doing this, but now it just flows so naturally. I wish I could have finished my piece, and I love it because everybody brings out their individual unique style. And even though we have a short period of time to write it, the phrases you've been giving us lately have brought some exquisite pieces out of us. And I love it. All of it. I just love it all. And that's it.
Hey, well, thank you. I actually was tempted to play another song behind that because I really wanted to get a little further in. You know, I'm laughing. Reading J-Rod. Yeah. I wanted to go longer. I wanted to go further in with that, but I had to be disciplined with that and, you know, keep with the pace. Still, I haven't cut a song off on you guys yet. And I'm going to have to bring back that element of the program as far as picking up in the air. Yeah.
Why?
I want it because when I cut you off, I will restart and let you begin. I want to see where you're at. Some people, they don't take off as soon as the gun goes off. Some people contemplate for a minute and see which way they're going to go. So I want to see. That way I can see how much you got and where you're at and where you're going with. And then I will restart it. But actually, in that moment, I really wanted to write a little longer. I thought everybody's pieces was beautiful. You know, I don't want to just give one in particular, but you know, I love that. Van had some length on his piece. I might have to deduct from him at some point in time. He's been escaping deduction.
For real.
You know.
Let me explain something. Let me explain something. My favorite genre to write in is romance. So you can't give me lines like this and tell me romance and not to expect me to have a nice finished product. Tell me science fiction or something like that. Then maybe you might get four or five lines. But I like science fiction.
You know what? Okay, I got you. I feel you. I will accept that explanation.
And you're gonna give me a nice, smooth love song to go with it? Bruh, I'm in my element now.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what we're wrong with Joe. That's the first time I think we caught Joe. He had to take his socks off. Joe, what was the distraction, Joe?
He was distracted, bro. See, that love song was on. He was distracted, bro. You know what he was doing.
I'm not going to go into details about what distracted me, but it was a beautiful distraction. That's all I can say about it.
Oh, he said a beautiful distraction.
Yeah, Miss Pearly was in your inbox. Miss Pearly was in your inbox again.
Not I.
I know what time it is.
Umbrella.
I know what it is.
Umbrella.
Hey. Yep. Hey, man, I knew it. Hey, man, can you give us the rundown, bro?
Can you give us
the Epiphany Radio rundown?
It'll be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night show is the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night show, the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Hey, Friday night show. Express your vibe with Ms. VIP and Poetic. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, Poetic. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Monday night, y'all, will be right back here again for the Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, essentially Jean-Nice holding down the event page, La Pearl La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And that's right, yo, all shows are sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours. For Real. Back to you.
Thank you, Poetic. That was smooth, broski. Went down like half and half, iced tea and lemonade. Yo,
yeah, bro, I'm gonna give you some when we finish this show.
Yo, boy, I tell you what, picking up your pen do to a person. Hey, man, like I said, I've had a very enjoyable night of poetry with you guys, and it's just been beautiful, man. It's been a beautiful thing. So, I want to end the program with this here. Once again, love, peace, and hair grease, and always treat yourself to a fresh piece. Hey, one love, everybody, till next Monday.
Love, one mic.
Peace.
One love, one mic. Hey.
Yo, one mic. Thank y'all.
One love. Yo.
Thank y'all.